आई वॉन्ट टू बिल्ड 1,000 crore 20% EBITDA. आज वो 1,000 crore बड़ा हो गया, 20% EBITDA सेम रहा. जब 1 crore हुआ कंपनी, पीपल कॉन्ग्रेचुलेटेड. 3 crore, 15 crore हो गया, पीपल कॉन्ग्रेचुलेटेड. एंड यू डन सीरीज ए सीरीज बी, वो नहीं मजा नहीं आया. एंड आई नो द डे आई हिट दैट 1,000 crore मार्क, आई एम गोना पैट माई सेल्फ ऑन द बैक, बिकॉज दैट्स वॉट विल गिव मी अ सेंस ऑफ यू नो कुछ तो किया जिंदगी में. माई पेरेंट्स स्टिल टूडे थिंक यू नो SBI में जो बैंक में बैठते हैं, आई एम दैट रिटेल बैंकर. सो दे डोंट नो, इवन नाउ दे डोंट नो द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अ नीड. दे थॉट आई एम पेड सो मच बिकॉज इट्स बैंक ऑफ अमेरिका. I actually believe the company should not be dependent on me also. So that's my goal for fiscal year 25. To create impact, you need to have a sense of belonging. And the only sense of belonging you need is within you.
Today, we see quick commerce now doing, you know, like creating what Amazon Flipkart created in 2015, 2016, right? So it's a very fast evolving landscape. And great entrepreneurs who identify opportunities and build things which people would ordinarily find difficult, like quick commerce, for example. 2 years back, any modern trade, general trade person would be like, quick commerce, theek hai, you know, while they're raising money, fad hai, but paise nahi banayenge. But look at what's happening today, right? So I think everyone's making money. Everyone's making money. Companies like us, which used to be unprofitable for so long, now we are thinking hard about how do we, you know, turn on EBITDA in this quarter. And the consumption story, especially with a good monsoon now, hopefully we're able to see post-COVID really kind of fade out. But tell me about the inception of Foxtail. The name is interesting. What were you doing when in 2015, 2016, when we were kind of starting out? Were you keeping an eye out and saying, one day I'll become an entrepreneur? Or were you like, you know, were you doing something else?
Yeah, no, I just before I go into Foxtail, one thing is also that, right, you said, right, like consumption story is increased and, you know, everyone talks about it. My also the other thing to myself, constant reminder is that also means that you will not get so many years to survive. So I think the need, and you would have been feeling it, I feel it, all of us, that, you know, the need to innovate and the need to be different and the pressure of executing. And so profitability is something we could have thought 5 years later, I think, 7-8 years back. आज वो प्रेशर पहले से, इनफैक्ट आई मीट अ लॉट ऑफ फाउंडर्स वाज सीरीज है, लाइक इन्वेस्टर्स पूछते प्रॉफिटेबल कब हो गए. जब मैं थी तो मैं तो नहीं पूछती थी किसी से कि आप कब होगे प्रॉफिटेबल, व्हेन आई वाज डूइंग सीरीज इन्वेस्टमेंट्स. बट दैट हैज आल्सो चेंज्ड. आई थिंक द प्रेशर टू क्रिएट समथिंग प्रॉफिटेबल बिकॉज यू डोंट गेट सो मच टाइम एनी मोर वर्सेस आई थिंक वॉट probably was there in the 2000s, only early 2010s of the decade. But no, Foxtail, I'm not I keep saying this, I'm not a fancy entrepreneur. Meko kabhi nahi socha bhi nahi tha entrepreneurship. I'm from Rachi, grew up there. Parents are lawyers. Went to UCLA for my undergrad. That too was, I think I was a rebel without a cause as a kid. Sab engineering karte the, toh maine kaha mujhe nahi karna, sab karte engineering. I was a science student, but I said I'll only reason to take science is because my mother was like, you have to take it, but I'll not force you to do IIT. I said, okay, great. That's okay. Then my parents were lawyers. The entire family is lawyers. I said, law nahi karna hai, tum logo ka koi life change hota. And I said, so kya karna hai? Economics. I met someone who'd done economics. This whole Stephens, IIM sounded like a good permutation and combination to get a good job. But by the time I entered 11th, mentor Columbia professor, that's when the first time I heard about US colleges. And somehow ek obsession ghus gaya ki jana hai. Because, and the other reason is, which is also hopefully going to change with, you know, universities like Ashoka. In India, other than IITs of the world or engineering, you really don't get a campus experience. You don't get to think of a professional career very honestly, right? Like a profession right after those 3 years of college. So for me, that was also important. By the time I was in 12th, I was like, I want a job after college. And that's also when US, the four-year course and all of that made sense. But so I come from a good family, but not super well off. Much later, I got to know my parents had to sell a flat to send me out. But the very pampered child from Rachi, beti ne manga maa baap ko dena tha. So I got into UCLA, went there. But my parents didn't have enough to send all of us, all four of us didn't go. It was my first international trip. I went on my own. And when I landed there, I think tab meko chamka, arre ye to bahut zyada hai, right? And what that meant, what UCLA meant, what that whole, to the US, Europe, it's a different world.
Yeah.
And you are an alien, you're called an alien there, but you also are an alien because the worlds, the cultures don't collide. So for me, it was when I landed there, I was very homesick for first 2-3 weeks. But I also remember telling that ab commit kar diya to kar diya. आई जस्ट गेट माई फर्स्ट जॉब दैट पेज माई पेरेंट्स ऑफ. बट वहाँ पे इसलिए मजा आया, दो चीज था फॉर मी, सेमी कंडक्टर टू एस के हाइनिक सैमसंग, एज मच मनी दैट दे मेक फॉर बैंक्स, फॉर समवन लाइक मी इट वॉज नॉट समथिंग आई रेजोनेटेड विद. सिमिलरली सॉफ्टवेयर, नॉट अ बिग टेकी, सो आई वॉज पार्ट ऑफ द ड्रॉप बॉक्स आई पी ओ, बट डिंट अंडरस्टैंड, इट वॉज बियॉन्ड द पॉइंट, आई वॉज जस्ट बींग एनालिटिकल, नथिंग एल्स, राइट. सो कंज्यूमर टेक वॉज टू थिंग्स. वन वॉज दीज वर ब्रांड्स आई वॉज यूजिंग, डोर डैश आई यूज टू यूज, राइट, एयर बी एन बी आई यूज टू यूज, दीज वर ऑल ब्रांड्स दैट आई वॉज यूजिंग और प्लेटफॉर्म्स आई वॉज यूजिंग. बट सेकेंड, because they were a little more younger versus the bigger Samsungs and SK Hynix of the world, we actually used to get a chance to go and meet the management, spend a lot of time with them and have a long-term relationship. Ki unit economics kaise bithana hai, if we want to do the next stage, should we go to Latin America, not go. There were a lot of strategic discussions. So I think combination of the two automatically for me inherently started developing this need to want to get closer to consumer tech. समझ भी आता था ज़्यादा, पर एक्सपोजर भी ज़्यादा मिला इन टू दिस इंडस्ट्री फ्रॉम द बिगनिंग. एंड दैट्स व्हेन आई वांटेड टू मूव टू अ कंज्यूमर फोकस वीसी फंड. एंड दिस इज मार्च 2018, दे गॉट टू नो दैट आई हैवन गॉट माय H1B. सो देन दे डिसाइडेड टू, यू नो, बैमल इज वेरी नाइस, दे सेंड यू टू लंडन, हांगकॉन्ग, वन रीजनल ऑफिस एंड गेट यू बैक आफ्टर अ ईयर. तो आई वॉज थिंकिंग ऑफ हांगकॉन्ग बिकॉज वहाँ कंज्यूमर टेक इज गुड. That's when, you know, this huge acquisition had happened, Flipkart, Walmart, and India had come into the landscape. So I knew that something's happening in India. I just didn't know what does that mean, because I had not used tech in India. I left India when I was in 2012-13. I ordered one book from Flipkart. So people used to come and ask me in the US office, what is Flipkart? And I'm like, I don't know what is Flipkart. But conversations had started. So it felt like a safe space to just come and explore. बट मोर इम्पॉर्टेंटली हैड स्टेड दैट 6 साल नहीं देख पा रही थी खुद को और रहते हुए, बट हिम्मत नहीं थी आने की बिकॉज ऑफ द ROI एंगल दैट वॉज देयर. आई एम माई पेरेंट्स स्टिल टूडे थिंक, यू नो, SBI में जो बैंक में बैठते हैं, आई एम दैट रिटेल बैंकर. सो दे डोंट नो, इवन नाउ दे डोंट नो द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अ रिटेल, दे थॉट आई एम पेड सो मच बिकॉज इट्स बैंक ऑफ अमेरिका, नथिंग एल्स, राइट. सो वेरी डिफरेंट बैकग्राउंड दैन एनी अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ वॉट बॉम्बे एंड फाइनेंस इज लाइक. बट टुक द प्लंज, वर्स्ट केस फेल लाइक आई विल गो बैक, केम टू इंडिया. यहाँ पे got a very rare chance to, you know, be a part of the first tech deals that BAML started doing. And that meant consumer tech, India's consumer tech or SaaS, very honestly, largely. So one deal I did was Zoomcar, one was Rebel. So for me, that 6 months, the first in India, because there was no team. Matlab, hum deals karna start kar rahe the. There was me and a director. That meant ki I got to get out of being an analyst. There was nothing on the job. So I was going out meeting these founders. I was connecting with these VC funds to help me connect with their portfolio companies. That telescoped and changed a lot of things for me, because meeting founders like, you know, you, Jaideep, or itna seekhne ko mil gaya that I think what I would have learned probably in 3-4 years, I learned in a very short amount of my time. But what I learned is ki India is not US, right?
Yeah.
I had to learn and unlearn a lot. Airbnb had worked there. Airbnb, OYO, not similar models. Over US, India, not similar models. So that meant that I had to fundamentally, you know, unlearn and, you know, change the way I'm thinking, learn new ways of thinking. But ye bhi samajh aa gaya that, you know, in India, I'll get a rare chance. And it was true. Like, India was core consumer tech. In India, as much as all of we try to give these heavy multiples to tech companies, aur humko nahi milta wo multiples ka, humko net revenue pe milta hai, unko GMV pe milta hai, take rate bhi nahi hatate unka, but we get it on net revenue. But despite that, we are consumer tech is the ones that has, you know, put India on the global map. And startup in India, very honestly, to me, it's consumer tech. There is only so SaaS companies have gone out of the US and built. Someone who's built for Indian consumers is consumer tech companies and consumer companies to that extent, right? So for me, I knew that this is a space I enjoy. India is like uniquely placed where consumer and consumer tech is so hardcore. It is not one of the many sectors that is happening here. It's the core of what happens in the startup world. But secondly, to me, I also saw that, see, professionally, today we say golden decade. Tab to mujhe itna, I didn't take the GDP work, I didn't do all of the maths. But I definitely knew that for me, what I could professionally get in India, I would not get anywhere else. Because as an analyst, I got to win deals, go out and do deals. I was part of the, you know, core team, because there's no structure. Things will get formalized in the next 5-7 years. But yahan pe if you do well, you can really do well. There is a lot of the unstructuredness gives you a golden opportunity. And I was like, okay, this is the right time to be here. And then thought to move to a consumer tech VC fund. कंज्यूमर फोकस्ड वी सी फंड, कंज्यूमर टेक करके नहीं था. एंड दैट्स वेन A91 हैपेंड. दे वर जस्ट स्टार्टिंग, न्यू वन ऑफ देम कौशिक फ्रॉम बिफोर. एंड आई स्टिल रिमेंबर दैट आई कंग्रेचुलेटेड हिम व्हेन द पीआर केम आउट द रेस्ट, एंड ही रिप्लाइड सेइंग, हे डू यू वांट टू इंटरव्यू विद अस. आई वाज लाइक, ओह व्हाई नॉट, बट इट वाज अ होल प्रोसेस. इंटरव्यूड विद ऑल ऑफ देम, गॉट इन, बिकेम देयर फर्स्ट
एम्प्लॉई.
Fantastic bunch of people. And I think those 2 years then became very critical in understanding consumer businesses. Kyunki in logo ne itna dekha tha, you know, in the 20 years of India. And it's not about whether I align with them or not align with them after today running the business for 4 years in terms of thinking. It's about the quantum of information that was coming in. And we don't realize that when you talk to smart people or you're just around, how much you end up absorbing. And I remember when I was at Foxtail after my first year, and a lot of times, like Foxtail, ek saal, matlab, I was only 2 years in VC, so aisa kuch ukhara hi nahi tha zindagi mein, right? Like, it was like, jo sab invest karte the, but it was a lot of information that I would get, right? I would get to be part of a lot of these conversations, hear them, and iska ye perspective, iska ye. And these were all first principle thinking. But
frankly, I'm interrupting you, but frankly, average now like 7 rounds of financing.
Yeah.
Every one of them has involved a conversation with either definitely with VT.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, once with VT, Gautam, Pandey, and Prasoon.
Yeah.
All four in the same room, one meeting. Like I had, like when I used to raise money, I used to put all our shelves in the boardroom.
Yeah.
And maybe you were actually there at this 2021. Maybe you had left by then. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So all our, you know, products in this thing, and we had a meeting. So every discussion with them had two, like, if I look back, had two outcomes. One outcome was they didn't invest. The second outcome was I would learn a lot. They would ask the toughest questions. VT was, like, VT had a legendary reputation even at McKinsey of being possibly the sharpest consultant who combined, you know, analytics, top-down, first principles, very, very well. So he had that reputation. So any discussion with him was always weighed down by that reputation a little bit. But I would, even this time, like a few months back, I walked away from that meeting feeling, yaar, das sahi sawal puchhe, yaar. It's so right. I would like take notes copiously and come back. So I can imagine it being an environment where, and it's rare. I would not say that about
a lot
of funds.
Yeah, and something interesting you said that I've also thought about it. For them, you learn from the questions they ask. Yeah. And it's not just true as a founder, though I've not engaged with them, but as a analyst, when I engaged with them, and see, in the moment, you don't know. I was 23, 24 back then, right? So you're just trying to be part of as many deals. You're just trying to get deals on the table, etc. But that's why I remember mera ek saal jab Foxtail mein ho gaya, right? Like I was learning and there was Teachers Day or something, right? And there's Dr. Ramesh, who's our head of R&D. I always go and touch. It's my thing. It's like, I don't have gurus. I don't have role models. He really became the guy who was the first guy to say that, you know, Romita, you will be a great CEO. Other than that, even my mother was like, beta, nahi ho paega. You're not shrewd enough to do it, right? But I texted Abhay that once, you know, because during my first year, when I started making decisions, when I started implementing things, that's when I realized, अरे ये तो तब सुना था, अरे ये तो तब उसने पूछा था, अरे, you know, you, in hindsight, I realized how much I'd learned there. In the moment, I think I was just in the race, like any other analyst. But that questions they ask, and they're intelligent people. Also, it's not just them. It's also the kind of consumer companies I got to meet at that time, right? Like you said, right? You all of you guys, you know, the golden set of founders came at that time. And so I was getting, though I didn't mean you, I met a lot of these golden set of founders from your, if I can say, you know,
cohort
of people, right? And learned a lot from them just listening them answering, them asking the questions, these guys, the partners asking the questions. So you don't realize. Now I look back and I always say this to people. I think if I ever have kids, I will just tell them to go to a banking and a VC job for two things. I think ek to wo rigor. I'm not going to get into a controversial topic of work-life balance. It's that we go banking mein hamara subah 9 baje shuru hota tha, and US is a lot more rigorous than the Indian landscape, right? And we had to be there at 8:30, and I remember once someone was there at 8:45 and the VPs got really pissed that how can US analysts come after us. So you had to show, and it was a very open conversation. And we would leave at 4 or 5 a.m. And we would, by the time I started at Thora, there was sanity. So Sundays were blocked, but that meant that you would go home on Sunday morning at 11. People were smart enough to give you work on Saturday night. But तभी भी लगता था यार पीपल एहसान कर दिया राइट यू नेवर यूज टू फील लाइक ये द अदर साइड ऑफ इट ऑफकोर्स द बर्न आउट हैपेंस क्विकर यू कैन डू बैंकिंग फॉर 2 years बट टू मी आई एम नॉट इंडोर्सिंग अ लाइफ स्टाइल बट फॉर मी पर्सनली आई थिंक दैट रिगर ऑफ जस्ट ऑब्सेसिवली वर्किंग इन वन डायरेक्शन हैपेंड देन एंड वी सी लेड इट विद अ लॉट ऑफ फर्स्ट प्रिंसिपल थिंकिंग सो रिगर कंबाइंड विद आस्किंग द राइट क्वेश्चंस बट मोर इम्पॉर्टेंटली between banking and VC for me a very strong feeling both the times with banking also it had developed but tab tak VC ho gaya is where am I creating value right because as an analyst you don't get a chance I'm sure partners do etc but neither are you the decision maker nor I do you know the problem solving and beyond the point I didn't know the questions to ask were right wrong like you know it comes with experience so I think there was a certain restlessness to create value and because A91 was a new fund and that time hum portfolios ke sath kafi time batate the versus you know conventional VCs or mid stage VCs at least which meant that I got some peek into what operations look like and very little peek matlab in hindsight it might not be a scratch also aaj operate karke samajh aata hai it was not a scratch but utna tha where I could see from a very distance that what are the problems it means what does it mean how do they engage with the team kahan pe and it was not very we didn't at that time invest in big companies they were still at 3 crore to 4 crores a month 5 crores a month so that meant that they were very at you know the series A to B stage ke beech ke companies so that's where the initial curiosity come and it came but itna nahi socha tha I was not a I was like very I think I have always said even now I'm very averse to risk I'm not a I'm a calculated risk taker. We went to air at 4 seasons and everyone was sitting around. And sometimes these guys had a habit of asking very deep questions, which I'm sure Abhay will not remember now. So he'd ask, if you are not what you are today, right? What is the ideal thing you would want to be? And it went around the table. And by the time it came to me, I said, I'll be the CEO of PNG. And now I joke, nahin ban sakti, so I'm trying to create one. But honestly, that's when it, and staying back after the dinner. I was like, you know, that's all. Because there was a sense of unfulfillment. There was a sense of restlessness. But I didn't know what does that value creation mean. So I go and do an operational job, etc. Spend 6 months. This is like core COVID. Itna time tha, lockdown tha. सबसे बात किया एंड आई वाज लाइक ओ वी थॉट यू आर स्टार्टिंग अ कंपनी ऑल माय एक्स एम्प्लॉयर्स लाइक कहाँ से आ रहे हैं मैंने तो जिंदगी में नहीं बात की है इस बारे में राइट But there was a sense, and then I started engaging with a lot of other founders to see whom can I go and work with, etc. But that sense, I was seeking for something very specific. And I remember that day, Shantanu, so well. I woke up one day and I said, you know, what I want to build, right? Or what is the sense of fulfillment I'm seeking? I want to build a 1,000 crore consumer brand with 20% EBITDA. And whether it takes me 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, I'm going to do it, whether it's going to take me the rest of the life, because that's the fulfillment I'm seeking. And because I'm from this generation, I said that because it can, and it can take as many years, I will never let my mental health get impacted. I said, no matter what, I'm going to come back home fine. But this is something was, it became a personal goal. And I didn't want my family to, because they'd done a lot for me by then. And so really that was it. I want until today, and I say this and I'm very sure of it, so I can tell it in something that will air also, that you know, till I'm happy, you know, I want to build a 1,000 crore 20% EBITDA. Aaj wo 1,000 crore bara ho gaya, 20% EBITDA same right. But jab 1 crore hua company, people congratulated. 3 crore, 15 crore ho gaya, people congratulated, and you've done series A, series B. वो नहीं मज़ा नहीं आया एंड आई नो द डे आई हिट दैट 1,000 crore मार्क आई एम गोना पैट माई सेल्फ ऑन द बैक बिकॉज दैट्स वॉट विल गिव मी अ सेंस ऑफ यू नो कुछ तो किया जिंदगी में एंड आई एम गोना डू इट हैप्पीली आई एम वेरी लाइक द डे आई एम नॉट हैप्पी डूइंग इट देयर इज नो पॉइंट डूइंग इट देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ ग्रेटिट्यूड एंड ग्रेटफुलनेस टू गेटिंग टू गो थ्रू द जर्नी सो फॉक्सटेल जर्नी स्टार्टेड हियर एज एन यू नो एंटरप्रेन्योर एज ट्राइंग टू फाइंड यू नो दैट डिफाइंड द विजन from there, life became easier because I needed to have a category that has this kind of revenue and profit pool. BPC, great. Second, founders have two kind of arbitrage. Either you have operational experience or people like me who come from banking, VC world, we have a bird's eye view of things. So we don't have operational experience, but where it is an advantage is if you're a power user of a category, right? Mm-hmm. Then you solve for that top 1% users. And when you do that, then product solid nikalta hai. And after that, referrals, word of mouth, all of that becomes much easier. So that was for me, I knew that BPC again falls in the category. Some PMF to me being an entrepreneur, again, us samay jo tha, usi se kaam chalana tha in terms of PMF, right? Like, and I had worked at BPC. I had worked with A91 on their portfolio companies. I'd spoken to 108 skincare brands across trying to get investments and all of those things. But I knew this category, and I also knew my contribution to BPC portfolio companies was incrementally more than any other portfolio company, because there I was a user. I say this, that, you know, I don't know ghar pe har pe kya tide use hota hai. I know what goes on my face, right? And that was very critical for me, because I knew ki kuch to hai, meko customer ka nas chamakta hai. I've just not applied and spent enough time there. But there was some sense of confidence in that direction. And then I said that, you know, but BPC skincare, you know it better than, you know, me. You spend more years in this, that especially skincare is super fragmented. Who is not there, right? Every day a new brand is coming in this direction. And I had spoken to so many, but problem kya hota tha? All of these brands, one SKU would grow, stop growing. Suddenly another SKU would start growing, then a third SKU. So to me, honestly, it looked like a fashion brand, right? Because we've looked at apparel. So kya hota hai ki dead stock hota hai. So I know business becomes very hard to manage with that kind of cash. The second problem is marketing inefficiency. To me,
you keep selling the same thing. Yeah, I
think. Yeah, it's like today I'm putting all my money to say, hey, I'm a great coffee brand. Tomorrow I'm selling all my money to say, hey, I'm a great aloe vera brand. Third, so what are you building that
core equity on?
Yeah. Core equity on, right? And the other side of it is I had data of Fair and Lovelies, the Unilevers of the world, and, you know, the Himalaya. They still grow beautifully, and they are all built on one product. Fair and Lovely, Glow and Lovely, one product. Himalaya Neem Face Wash is one product, contributes to the majority of the revenue, right? So to me, Meko, this is what my thesis was, that if I can create hero products, so if I can create high revenue per SKU, what does that mean? If I can retain customer on every product, not just at a brand level, then I can create a profitable company. And that is where, honestly, that was the thesis. Now, yaha ke baad na business thesis clear tha, then consumers took over.
Ye chamakne ke liye 5-10 saal lag jate hain broadly. By the way, so the family understood upfront. But I think, you know, what I try to do when I talk to entrepreneurs is, just there are moments where I would love for the viewer to also like just soak it in. So I think, guys, think about the amount of diligence that Romita did pre-starting or in the first year of starting the business. She had her vision very clear ki 1000 crore ki company banani hai, 20% EBITDA pe. So she knew she wanted to do something large. That filtered down for her the options. She chose categories where large outcomes were possible and profit pool. She said both words, large outcomes and profit pool both. And was there. Third thing is, she realized that her experience, she got some kind of arbitrage in terms of understanding top-down markets. She had done deals as a banker. She had, you know, analyzed investments as a VC. She understood the consumer because she had seen a lot of deals. So there was a certain amount of pattern recognition that came in. And the biggest one, which for me personally, which, for example, I took a long time to understand, was something called SSG, which is same SKU growth. This is something my board kept telling me all the time, ki tum new product growth se khud ko khush mat karo. Ki growth ho raha hai, wo healthy growth hai ya nahi hai, wo tumko nahi pata. What she figured out upfront was this, to build a profitable company, because her vision was 20% EBITDA, she had to create hero products and make those products grow, because large companies like Glow & Lovely or Maggi or anyone, Ponds or even Harpic and Tide, are single SKU behemoths.
Yeah, yeah.
Gillette,
yeah.
Mark3 and Guard are behemoths on their own. Gillette brand alag hai, right? So she knew ki bade companies kar rahe hai, choti companies mein ye pareshani hai, humko ye karna hai, toh we will figure out BPC, understand consumer and try to build it out. But that's phenomenal. Like, to understand this so early on is just very, very, very impressive.
But again, that's why I tell Shantanu, we couldn't have done it if you guys did it, right? Because all of this didn't come in thin air. It came through case studies. it came through ye. So that's why, like, you know, to me, I'm your biggest, all of your biggest series. I'm like, you guys win it. Because if you guys don't win it, I get nervous also. Because I'm like, you know, we are all following you guys to into this world. But the other thing, the problem hota hai. I remember jab hum Foxtel, hamara 4 SKU tha. Abhi 20 ab jaake hua hai.
It's amazing to build such a sizable business only with 10 SKUs.
And actually the SKUs that contribute, because of those 20, 7-8 is sold. So it takes 6 months for a product to pick up.
Correct.
So there are only 12 SKUs that actually contribute to this 250 crore ARR for us. But the other problem is not just you and me realizing it, right? It's also marketplaces don't allow you to grow. Yeah. If you, I remember that when I had 5 SKUs, initially I wanted to launch 5 SKUs and I'll come to why we did 4 only, but 5 SKU, everyone said no to us because everyone was like, the only lever to grow on marketplaces is SKUs.
Yeah.
Right? So you, as investors, as board, we might be hearing something, but people we are doing business with, they believe SKU is the driver of growth. Second thing is the way content has come, right? People's wants are also changing at such a rampant rate that how do you distinguish between ye mera hero product banega versus ye product to acquire nahi kar, how do you acquire nahi kar payega, right? Third, we don't have the benefit that FMCG had. Wo market mein distribution bana hua hai, utar denge, ATL karenge, like fixed cost, right? I had met FMCG company CEO, right? I met Sudhir, actually, Sudhir Sitapati. Very good guy. He's one of my favorite 2-3 hours of conversation. And he told me he'd acquired a new brand. And what he did, he said he cut the SKUs. He went big on ATL with that brand and built the distribution. And he's like, ATL is fixed cost, sunk cost. He used the word that ATL is sunk cost, uske baad. And that's what VCs don't understand, right? But the reality is, hamare paas paisa kahan tha jab start kiya tha, right, to do that ATL, right? And we do need VCs, most of...
Yeah, when I met Sudhir, he said, yaar, tumko agar... शेविंग फोम तुमको अगर 200 करोड़ का प्रोडक्ट बनाना है तो तुमको 100 करोड़ का मार्केटिंग करना पड़ेगा. खाली वो मेरे पीएनएल बैठता नहीं, बोले पीएनएल की बात ही नहीं, वो बैलेंस शीट पे बैठना चाहिए. देखो, दैट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग, दैट्स व्हाट इज डन विद गोदरेज एयर फॉर एग्जांपल.
ओह, व्हाट अ स्टोरी.
गोदरेज एयर, देन
एंड दैट एड्स का इनसाइट इज सो गुड, आउटस्टैंडिंग एड, आई लव दैट.
सो गोदरेज एयर, आई थिंक द एक्विजिशन मे हैव बीन पार्क एवेन्यू, आई डोंट नो व्हेदर दैट वाज व्हाट ही वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट, बट he clearly saw yaar ki Park Avenue pe this is what will fit into my business, this is what won't, is pe I will enter, and it's in our industry, so I've seen him do it also as a competitor. What is, and now he's very clear ki advertising on television, newspapers, etc., this is the meat and potatoes of the business. Baki tum upar se jeera powder, rice, sab masala sab alag hai, meat and potatoes is this.
Yeah.
I think till date that stayed with me.
Yeah, and it is true. I'm not debating it at all. Yeah. It's just that we have to also circumvent it. Because
yeah, 100%.
And we all couldn't build the offline distribution first. So we had to go digital. Digital was still growing in the year of 2015-16.
Yeah.
I have entered the market when digital TAM is big. TAM bhi bada ho gaya. You guys created the TAM, right? So there's a shift. That's why I'm saying that I think 2020 brands not only had learnings, but they also, today we are entering a big digital TAM. So some of these contra views that we take from FMCG company, we can afford to take it a little more than what we could have done in the year 2015-16. So that's
very interesting, because digital TAM ka outcome is multiple SKU proliferation. Amazon pe personal care, for example, someone told me a stat, and Amazon has 71,000 brands of face wash. 71,000 brands of face wash are there on Amazon, by the way. Yeah. Okay, so this is the infinite inventory model, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you can just launch. Anyone can launch quickly and kind of get. That's what Amazon does. So you're right that there is a large digital TAM because people are buying online. At the same time, building a company where lesser skew, because that leads immediately to, it's like a cement thinking. Ki main agar ACC ho, to ACC, ACC plus, ACC gold, 4-5 skew bana leta hu. ताकि उस कमोडिटाइज़ इसमें मेरे को मार्केट शेयर बढ़ जाएगा, विच इज द सेम थिंकिंग दैट प्रॉब्ली यू हर्ड कि मोर स्क्यूज इक्वल टू मोर सेल्स, बट टू एंटर अ डिजिटल टाइम विद अ स्ट्रॉन्गर फोकस ऑन कोर स्क्यू ग्रोथ इज अ कॉन्ट्रा बेट विच नॉट मेनी पीपल वुड हैव टेकन इन प्लेस.
आई हैड इनिशियली सम आई मेट आई एम नॉट नेमिंग बट एफएमसीजी गाय हु हैड हु वाज अ एक्टिव इन्वेस्टर इन स्टार्टअप्स And he did not invest in us because he's like, you come excuse. So he recently called me and he said, I heard about you and can we meet for coffee? He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, you are my contra
anti-portfolio.
And I was like, because there were people who were from the industry who said that, hey, you want to do D2C? Sudhir is the first one. The reason I loved my conversation with Sudhir for the 3 hours that I met him was he's like, yehi to hai tarika banane ka. And I was like, oh, so validated in that moment, right? But most people told me that, you know, what are you doing? Why are you launching with four products? And I was like, nahi, yehi hai tarika, right? And how can you be so sure? Like in my first initial investment, how much revenue will is SKU give, right? And so there were these kind of, and how do you justify it, all of that? But for me, that was very clear. Still today is like, I'm a very strong believer that high revenue per SKU. And we did a Series B in which the bankers were analyzing. Today in skincare, we are the highest revenue per SKU. So if you look at revenue divided by SKU, we are the highest. We are not big. So from that aspect, and we are just skincare category.
So building SKUs, you're not building brand.
So for me, I wanted to create brands in the SKU. And I don't believe ki 20 ka 20 hero product banega. But in that way, I've diversified myself. I just need 5 to become
hero. 200
product, yeah.
For you to get to this.
Yeah.
And you're not far away. Again, think about, again, for the viewers, it's just amazing to see the clarity of thought in a situation which is where people who are 50 years old running large companies will come, and I have been in the situation myself where someone will come and tell me, ki ye galat hai, why are you taking on Gillette? It'll never work, etc. But to kind of do it takes a certain amount of courage, and kudos to you for doing it. So, okay, I think amazing, right? So, identification of the thesis, knowing where your skill set lies, understanding the market in a way, then coming to like, ki four SKUs ke se launch karenge. But tell me a little bit about the genesis of Foxtail, the brand itself.
Yeah. So, Fox, see, this was all.
We got this really wrong, by the way. We put a 7-syllable brand name, you know, very hard to put on pack. Like, we did a really wrong. I was like, say this on a lot of podcasts, and my marketing team really hates me for it, but it's the truth.
I'll tell you. So, ye sab to ho gaya tha na, 1000 crore ka. I knew what is the problem, but this was the problem statement. See, this was not the answer. Where I knew that 1000 crore anyway, I knew hero product, but karna kaise, why is it not there, right? So that's where honestly Foxtail's journey started there. So I said, I'll go out and meet people, women. We see you earn a certain salary that you do become like in a bubble in terms of your understanding. Yeah. You're living in Bombay. I had not been in India for a while. So I was like, I'll go and meet people. So that's when it is a period of 4 months. I met 1000, I still remember this number, 937 women across 10 cities in India. And, you know, like, I'll talk about it. It was very interesting. Kaise I started talking, because I used to go to the airport and talk. Then I realized people are in a hurry to enter only. So bad place to do primary research, go to malls. But this was after the first wave of COVID. So very difficult to have these conversations. But lucky I had at some conversations. My longest conversation was 3 hours, 17 minutes. That's how long it lasted. So they were like intensely enriching conversations, but at that time very tiring and frustrating also, because in dinbhar mall mein khade raho 9 ghante tak, and then like who's, and I had no one, right? I was a single founder, so aisa kuch tha nahi that someone standing with me. And so I was doing all of these exercises, and I needed a name, bahut aata tha naam, but I think maybe because I was a single founder, I needed a name that inspires me, and I was seeking that and that can reflect what the brand truly is. And so this was in December of 2020. I was in Chikmagalur. There's a Sirai resort, the resort there. So it's a coffee plantation. So the moment you go to the hotel gives you a tour of the plantation. So when they started, so Bangalore to Sirai, when we were driving there, there were a lot of coconut trees, what seemed like coconut trees. And when they started the tour, they said you would have seen a lot of these, but this is not coconut tree. This is Foxtail, Foxtail. And it's the most useless plant ever. And it's all everywhere. Okay. and that got stuck with me. We saw coffee and we saw bamboo and we saw all kinds of plantation. Then I came back to the room and I was like, what is this? Like, so useless, but planted everywhere. So it is useless because the seeds are inedible. Unlike, it's compared to coconut, right? Like, because it exactly looks like coconut. It's not hedge, you can't climb it. There are multiple other issues, but its roots are super strong. So it holds the soil together, which is what you need in sloping environments like coffee. Right? And coffee is important to India commercially. And to me, that immediately reminded me of my mother. Because my father, both are lawyers, but my mother gave a career a backseat when we were teenagers and rebelling like crazy. My father continued, and those were his peak years, right? He's become this really good lawyer, senior lawyer. My brother and I have gone on to do good things. But the reality of my house is that my mother is that, you know, fort that has held it together.
She's the fox tail for
you. Yeah, right? That she holds it together. And without her, it wouldn't, none of us would have done. A lot. She creases out our dysfunctionalities that each of us individually have. But to me, I think at that point, I realized it must be, I had met so many women, imagine. So there were so many housewives, so many this. So there were a lot of stories that I had absorbed in the process. And, you know, this is so much truer for housewives because they become the unsung heroes. But at that time, so I really loved the name. But at that time, Fox is a cunning animal. So I was like, you know, it's skincare, delicate, you know, and fox is cunning. And I started reading about fox. So fox is cunning, but fox is also one of the best mothers in the animal kingdom. It's one of the most nurturing mothers. And to me, that immediately resonated with me. I was in male-dominated jobs. So I was asked constantly, like, do you not want to get married? Do you not want to have kids? And I think we compartmentalize women, right? If you're pretty, then you're not smart. You're smart, then you're not... Like, we all have gone through it. You ask all the women, we all go through it, right? And we ourselves also put ourselves in compartments, right? Ki saas se milenge to suit pehen ke milenge. If you're wearing a pant and shirt, you're probably a very bad... it's changing, but it's true of a majority of India, right? So I think for me, I love the fact that Fox is not a Sati Savitri. She can kill to eat and she can come back home and be a great mom. And I think I really hope that, you know, I'm competitive. I play to win, but I do want to have kids and I really hope I'm a good daughter. And I think my parents are, you know, will humble me out, like give me one thappar if I come back home and say like, oh, you know, my company is stupid. What is wrong? But I'm just saying that to me, I love that fact. She's not a Sati Savitri. She has layers. And I think as women, we can have layers and it's okay. And that's when, because I was meeting a lot, so it was FOXDIL. Loved the name even more. So it kept growing. And one day, my now husband, then I was dating him. So one day after meeting, I had like 7-8 hours of standing outside in Orbit Mall in Mumbai. And after that, I met him for coffee. And I said that, you know, and I was frustrated in it. And I was like, you know, meeting, talking to women about skincare, you know, is tough because, you know, they relate everything to skin. Whether they drink, they just got married and changed cities. Soft water, hard water, skin kharab ho gaya. You've just had kids. How long you spend in the kitchen, how long you go out in the sun, time nahi milta hai, bachche are busy, so you can't do that. So every skin has its, just talk to them about skin, you will know the story. And that's the truth, right? So and it's every skin has its own story. And that became the tagline of the company. And we changed TIL to TANE, Fox Tail. That's really the entire brand. When someone asks me the name, meaning I take my time, because that's the brand. We are a brand that starts with women's stories. I really want to solve products that solves for fits in her stories. I can't create it. I don't want to create a different story. She doesn't have time. Let her do one step routine. I don't care about her doing. I don't want her to do 14 step routine. But we also want to be someone so inspired by her, but also something that can go back and fit with her. And the complexity of Fox, I think, amplifies it for me because it allows women like us to be complex. And it's okay to be complex. We don't have to be simple beings. Like men, men can be complex. Women can be complex too, right? Yeah. Like, and I think that's what the brand is. It's really that.
Phenomenal. Tell me about the go-to-market with the products. You clearly nailed the first 4 SKUs and like, you know, how you thought about, now you're saying, I want to get into BPC, build this large business, large profit pool. So good. BPC anyway allows for like large gross margin kind of cushions, right? The brand kind of, you kind of understood the consumer. You must have gotten a lot of insights as to how do women across, whether it's a woman who's a lawyer, for example, like your mom, an entrepreneur like yourself, or someone who's, you know, in an office every day or, you know, doing a sales job.
Yeah.
They all have different requirements. They all have different skin types. They all have. But anyways, let's come back to how you kind of came to the go-to-market thesis for the first 4 SKUs.
So, see, I knew 2 things. Is meko hero product banana hai. But India's skincare market, if you see, even 80% of it is still dominated by face wash and moisturizers. But the 20%, which is your serums and sunscreens, they are not, they are growing very fast, But they also are very flirtatious in nature. They are very D2C first. When I say digital first acquisition, you can actually... So in my head, what was very clear ki... So actually, I'll take a step back. What happened? I had 5 SKUs. So Fox still samajh mein aa gaya ki, you know, ki problem statement kya hai. Met all of these women. And us time pe kya hua, that when I was meeting these women, there were 2 things that came out very loudly to me. Like today, it's a 40-page deck that everyone in the company has to read when they join. But the 2 big things was that when it comes to skincare, women chase efficacy. They all of us have a perception of what our problem statement is: dark circles, acne, pigmentation, dullness. But when we pick a product, we expect it to. So trend kuch bhi ho sakta hai. Aaj mere ko lagta hai natural se aayega, kal mere ko lagega science se aayega. Aaj mujhe lagta hai niacinamide se aayega, kal mujhe lagta hai vitamin C. These are all effects. What is the cause? The code chases efficacy. Second, India is also a market of instant gratification. Your 2-minute noodles can become popular in India because we all want that instant gratification. So you need instant efficacy. When I say instant efficacy, everything can't. If I'm creating a retinol product, wrinkles can't be solved on day zero. But wrinkle is not the only thing people are looking from a retinol product. There's a lot more. There's a certain, if you have wrinkles, you also have a certain dullness in your skin. You have also have a certain DNA. These are consumer insights that we got from these 1,000 women, right? And then we said that we will solve those. What can you solve instantly for her to be able to use the product for long enough to see the long-term efficacy in the product? So those were the 2 problem statements. Interviewed a lot of people. I said, yeah, formulator chahiye. So I said, let me hire a formulator. The person that I eventually ended up meeting through one of the guys I was interviewing, interviewed 52 guys, was Dr. Ramesh. He is the guy who was one of the global heads of R&D technology, Unilever. And he had worked on the 3rd variation of Fair and Lovely. And he's called the Fair and Lovely man in Unilever. And Fair and Lovely, we all know, is the largest market share owner. Then he was part of Himalaya from when Himalaya was 3 or 5 crores and to where it became. So he was also part of and seen the Himalaya neem face wash story. So to me, I was like, this is my guy, because he's created 2 products that are market share or been part of teams that have created, you know, market share owners in this category, but also at price point and distribution ban sakta hai. And both products have very high user efficacy recall. Though the TGs are different, but jo use karta hai, wo bolta hai, kaam karta hai ye product, tab use karta hai. So we met, he joined. The thesis was very simple, ki efficacy kaise lana hai. And that's where he brought in the expertise. So that's one thing that we at Fox still crack, is how to make products truly efficacious, because of which we do end up having a timeline of R&D of 18 to 24 months. The first set of products itself took roughly 18 months. But we wanted, so 18 months product, I was very clear ki mere paas paise to the nahi. And that time I had no idea of angel seed idea, but I knew what these are. I was not planning on any of these things. So my first bet had to be products that lets me scale to 1,000 crore. My most prominent bets. Ki ye agar kuch aur nahi launch kar paogi, toh isse I should get closest to this number that I have, right? But at the same time, I knew that when it comes to face wash, and while I knew that volume comes from face wash and moisturizer, they are not acquisitory in nature. They are great products for offline. Digital, they are not there. So for me, that became the GTM. And till today, Foxtail is that. We launch a combination of acquisitory products and hero products. What I mean by hero products are volume builders with time. Jahan pe TAM hai, toh volume wahin se aayega. Acquisitory products are products that can get consumer attention. That brings them into the ecosystem. People search for serums. People search for sunscreens. So I know I can acquire users. On my website, I can't acquire users on EA. Or kar bhi lenge saare 300 mein. Our users don't realize hum paisa nahi bana paate with the logistics cost and everything. Our EOV has to be minimum 500 for us to make money, right? On the first user buy. So for us, it was very critical to have that combination. Having said that, what stays common is clear innovation, and I have to very strongly have the best products in the market for each of these. With vitamin C, we launched L-ascorbic acid. No one in India till today has L-ascorbic acid, for a simple reason that was stable formulation mein dal nahi sakta. But it's the purest form of vitamin C, because of which its efficacy is very, very high. We also
how does one know like a vitamin C product has been efficacious? How does one know it? But touch and feel, sensorially pata chalta hai?
Sensor. See, in our case with vitamin C, you can, because it actually starts giving you brighter skin within 2 to 3 uses. So very quickly you are able to see with the vitamin C serum that efficacy. But there are different tests. There are potassium permanganate tests. There are like these blue paper tests. Suddenly iodine test has become popular. It's not the right way. Any antioxidant, it's not efficacy of the product. It's just whether the product has antioxidants or not. You and I both know most of our products have antioxidants. So that's not efficacy
test. When you say efficacy, you mean actual lab tested efficacy you can communicate along with what a consumer
So when we are working on a product, why it takes us so long, Shantanu, is not just because, see, ek hota hai kind of ingredient. So when it came to vitamin C, we knew we had to use the purest form because that really amplifies the efficacy. So L-ascorbic acid was it. It took us 6 months to put it in a stable formulation. And we took the compromise. It doesn't have a very long shelf life. But when it works, when you use it, it absolutely works. So we go production cycle and those are other gross margins hit that we end up taking. But there you do right by the consumer. Second is dermal delivery. Any vitamin C on top of your skin is not very efficacious. It has to penetrate your skin for it to be efficacious, right? Vitamin C is water soluble, so it can't penetrate. So we put it in a gel trap technology that actually helps it penetrate. Oil soluble format that actually takes it within your skin. So dermal delivery. And for every product, there would be a different conversation on dermal delivery. The third was consumer testing. What I very clearly knew that after speaking to so many women, and Dr. Ramesh had very initially said that in India, people think that there is oily, dry, normal, sensitive combo, but these are not skin types. These are just your ability to read your skin and how the skin feels. The reality is there are multiple thousands of skin types because your thickness and my thickness of the skin is different. Humidity conditions is different. I might be going through PCOS, someone would be a new mother, someone would be going through menopause completely. Hormonal structures are different. All of this pollution is different, amount of sun exposure versus not. And all of these factors impact how the product seeps into your skin and the quantum of the product that you end up needing, right? So how do you get product that gives efficacy to so many skin types? So we created a cohort, and that's something that truly we created a cohort of 400 skin types, which meant that we had to create, and that would lead roughly 10,000 to 11,000 women that we needed to test because we needed a certain variation, like 400 cohort, matlab aapko har cohort mein at least 20 se 30 log to chahiye.
Statistical significance comes from 30.
To wo to chahiye. So initially we tested my first 4 products. When Dr. Ramesh was, we built our first lab in Chennai. He started R&D there, and we hired 4 scientists, and the company started with 4 scientists and Dr. Ramesh in Chennai, and I started recruiting these women who were okay testing the products. And we were not a brand. So today when we send products out to testing, people love it. But that time, no one liked the, who is it, right? And so ethics committee, safety study, all of them had to
be. I'm assuming post-COVID, so I'm assuming there is a lot of complexity there also.
There, come because we were not directly in touch, right? Because to test on 4,000 women, you can't have them come to Chennai. And I can't do it in Chennai. I want women from Shimla. I want women from Rachi. I want women from Jaipur. I want the same product to be tested. So in a way, I knew that personalization mein 1,000 crore, it's too niche a category, right? But to build a product that is, in a standard way, equally affected and maximizes the efficacy on every skin type, I had to test them. So, usme humko bahut time lagta hai because I will send it to. So, today I send it to 11,000 women, it will get tested. Then it comes back. Some women, and today we've created a whole system around it. If the repeat rate is less than 90%, we don't launch the product, which means it again goes back into reformulation. So now those on whom it has worked have to keep those parameters the same, and you have to make it work for the other set of parameters and other. And in all of this, sensorials matter. So while you might think that efficacy is the only thing, but agar bahut sticky hai, aap use nahi karoge, bahut drying hai, aap use nahi karoge. And because our skin types are different, temperatures are different, what I find sticky in Bombay, you will not find it in.
This is very cool. Someone uses it at 11 in the morning versus 5 in the evening. Everything else equal, more different experience.
And you are then testing on so many women. Like initially, the first batch we tested on 4,000. Today, we test on 11,000.
All this testing, sometimes I just think, for me at least, because we're taking sharp metal to someone's face, right? A lot of it just comes back with like very conflicting data. See, data research can lead to either constructive interference, in which case there is like a very clear filtration of information, or destructive interference, which leads to like garbage in, garbage out, right? So, many times when I hear founders tell me, I'm like, how do you guys do it? Because frankly, I have failed more often than I have succeeded on this. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but good to see that there is a scientific, systemic approach. But again, for the viewers, I think just understanding that this is the market I'm going to get into, then there is a 40-page deck that every employee reads almost like an induction, is to say efficacy is important, instant gratification is important. These two might be objectives that are different, overlapping, but you have to get them right. And then how they play a role in building acquisitory products and building volume creators, both, is again something that Romita speaks about very casually, but it's something that if you are thinking about starting a business, think about it with this kind of, you know, kind of clarity, because it's very rare. That's amazing, actually. And then how did this lead to then?
Yeah, so then, so for me, मेरे पास उतना ही पैसा था और मुझसे उससे 1,000 बना था, तो I had to take the bets that I knew will become 1,000 crore. I knew I had to go D2C, right? So for me, what was very clear that I needed to be able to capture the digital user's attention. So I needed acquisitory products. But those acquisitory products would be the first products that the user say. So unka efficacy to itna zyada hona chahiye that retention should be the highest when it comes to that. So they have to be the absolute best. And I create hero products which are habit formation products. See, serums mein habit formation nahi ho sakta beyond a certain point. And TAM nahi hai. Urban digital users, great. But the real time to build 1,000 crore still uses as a cleanser and a moisturizer. They are still very fundamental. Okay. Right? So then habit formation and cleanser and moisturizers, if someone is so flirtatious about serum that kal aaj wo kisi aur ka use kar raha hai aur aaj mera use kar lega, to kal ko wahi repeat behavior mere saath hoga. I have launched L-ascorbic acid. See, it's a very difficult ingredient, so no one's launched it after us for 3 years. But let's say someone will move it. But it's not just the L-ascorbic acid that makes the product great, right? It's the hydration levels, the technology with which we penetrate, and all of those factors. But having said that, I cannot change customer habit. They will be flirtatious in this category. What they will not be flirtatious in loyalty builders, cleansers and moisturizers. So I was very clear that the moment I acquire her, I have to move her into this.
So you knew that cleanser, moisturizer would be equity drivers plus large markets plus repeat drivers, while serums, etc. Even though you had something differentiated, you felt that if someone else came in, the consumer would be flirtatious. So you are trying to balance both of them.
Yeah, those. So but when I started this, I always thought that serums and sunscreens are acquisitory products. But because people are flirting, right? So the moment another brand launches a new product, new serum, they will end up trying that. Then another serum. But what is very surprising, I'm going to tell you, my vitamin C has a unique user retention of 65%.
Wow.
My sunscreens have a unique user retention of 72%. This is 12-month retention. This is not even LTV retention of 18-24 months. So that is something I learned after launching the business, because we did, and that's the power of good products and great products. I think because we were super focused that acquisitory, matlab aap ye try karoge, agar wo acha nahi laga to kabhi wapas nahi aoge. So it has to be so bang on, and it has to do such an incredible job of creating habit that I can take you into my larger ecosystem of cleansers and moisturizers. And that's exactly what happened. What we didn't know, and hence the business numbers, if you see, we've been profitable post-marketing cost, like at CM3 for the last 8 months now. And that has happened because of the fact of retention being so high across SKUs. And wo AOV build kar deta hai, unit economics baith jata hai. So payback period is 2 months in every cohort. When I started the business, payback period of 9 months, 9 mahine lagte the ek cohort se paisa banane mein. Pichle ek, sawa ek saal se main 2 mahine mein paisa bana leti hu har cohort se. So that, if you do just the payback, I don't believe in LTV to CAC for us, because it's not the right metric. I think it's just not a very scientific metric. Payback period, I think, is the right, that how much money you gave that cohort to how much.
Is payback on entire cost and or on the acquisition cost?
On entire marketing cost based at a CM1 level.
Understood.
So other than fixed cost, which is your employee cost, everything else I recover in 2 months. So that is something that happened. So GTM bahut simple tha. Let's do a great products for each. And great matlab kya hota hai? Great matlab no one in India has done that. So when you have a conversation, you know that it's something different. L-Scorp, something different, right? Sunscreen, we were one of the initial ones, so to say, blue light protection bhi hai, SPF 70 bhi hai, UVA, B plus, all. So it has to be a conversation starter. It has to be unique and innovative right out there for you. And when you use it, it has to be a habit formation product. Very clear. What does good product means, right? That was two. But it will be a combination of acquisitory and hero products. And till today, it's the same. In a quarter, if there are 3 acquisitory, there will be 3 hero products. There will always be a balance of the two. And that was the GTM. Yes, char ke saath start karenge. Now from there we went to marketplaces. They were like, "Char mein kya hoga?" We actually had 5 SKUs. One product didn't cross the repeat test that I told you about. If it's not 90%, we don't launch the product. It was 87%, and I remember in October, Dr. Ramesh and I were sitting and we were talking that, you know, what to do. Amazon was the only one who was kind enough to start us, very honestly, and that too, at cold reach out to their head of BPC at the time, Runme, and he replied, and he replied saying that, you know, I think this is exactly, we got on a call and he said, you know, I think your thesis is right, this is the problem. And then he said that, you know, then he connected me to people. Of course, it came from top down. So people enabled us and let us listen the system. And I said, in October, the results for repeat came in October 2021. And I said, sir, ek ka 87 hai. And we said 90 ke niche we'll not launch. And sir said, you know, he thought a lot. And he said, you know, there's only one religion we have. That's repeat rate. So let's not go against it. And we didn't launch the fifth product. We launched only 4 products. And that was our vitamin C serum, our dewy sunscreen. One of the, I think... it's an outstanding product. I think it's one of our daily duet cleanser, which I know it's the best cleanser in the world. And that I can very, I want people to come and challenge me and want to be able to talk because it's an outstanding product. Our ceramide moisturizer, these were the 4 products that we launched with. When it comes to GTM, because we had no option, we started with our website. So Jan 2022 became our first month for the website. April 2022 was the first month for Amazon. Our first year, our first 30 crores just came from these two channels. And even today, 50% of our revenue comes from our own website. 40% comes from marketplaces. 10% we've just started offline, but we are primarily in general trade. We're just starting modern trade, but not really there. So that's... Now, when it comes to go-to-market strategy, very honestly, I think in BPC, there is no unique GTM. पहले सोचा था अफिलियट्स करेंगे ब्यूटी कॉमर्स करेंगे देयर वर अ लॉट ऑफ थॉट्स बट व्हाट रियली वर्क्स यू नो इज दैट इफ योर प्रोडक्ट हैज समथिंग ट्रूली इनोवेटिव दैट यू कैन टॉक अबाउट दैट्स जीटीएम एंड दैट हैज ऑल्सो मेंट अ लिमिटेशन इफ आई टूडे डोंट हैव आई माइट हैव द बेस्ट प्रोडक्ट बट इफ आई डोंट हैव दैट वन इनोवेशन दैट दिस क्लियर स्टैंड आउट माई प्रोडक्ट डजंट स्केल. So my retentions can be outstanding. I have one product jiska M6 retention sits at 60%. 60% log ye, but main scale nahi kar pati hu because people are not able to, if you don't know the product, if you've not tried the product, you don't know why is this very different from someone else's. So I think innovation became very critical for us. The second thing that became...
What happens with the company? What is the key person risk when Dr. Ramesh?
See, that's the advantage. And Dr. Ramesh told me this once. One, I don't want him to because he's more than a godfather. So when I went him, so when I started this company, everyone told me, in fact, some of my co-analysts told me, you know, now you will get married, so it's okay. Like, you know, it was almost like that. Everyone thought I went to UCLA, so I'm some rich kid, which I was not, unfortunately, but I just have rich taste in life because of my banking and VC salary. But it was another problem, right? People thought that I have. My mother was another. She's like, you're not shrewd enough to do business. Mat karo. So she was convinced ki ek saal baad MBA karegi. So everyone thought that I'm having a midlife crisis and doing it. But the reality, he was the first guy who told me, other than my husband. My husband was the first guy, the second guy. He met me the first time and Dr. Ramesh said, you know, I've gotten a lot of opportunity. He was consulting with ITC at the time. He said, you know, but I have never wanted to work for a CEO and I think you will make a great CEO. And I, till today, that was the only validation I've gotten in the journey. And after that, I've not needed another sense of validation. But why?
A lot of Foxtel depends on one individual.
It doesn't, because that's the advantage of skincare. Ek bar product ban gaya. See, I'm not in the business of creating 100 products. I'm in the business. In skincare, I will only have 25 SKUs. I've launched 20 SKUs. The moment the product has crossed its PMF, which is it has been launched after rigorous testing and it has had high retention in M3 retention once it launched in the market, then it's a business problem to solve. Then it's scaling the product. Then it is not about whether the product is good or not. So that's the advantage of a category like ours, right? Is that products are very critical, but products are fixed cost and sunk cost. Once you've done it, we take 24. So if you hit it wrong, that's also a problem. So if you hit it really right, then we have a process of testing PMF in the first 3 months. And the moment it happens, which is retention led, which is actual user retention led. And after that, we just scale the product. Then it's a scalability problem. So dependency is not. I actually believe the company should not be dependent on me also. So that's my goal for fiscal year 25. Zero dependent. dispensability. I think all of us have to be dispensable in our
business. I think you're right. I think the idea is that the moment you create systems and processes, then individuals become, very rightfully so, not that they become dispensable, but they get freedom to do a lot more cool stuff. And that's where I think a lot of value gets added, because when the company is dependent on someone, that person does not actually flourish, frankly. That's the way I think about people. Bond dependency, that person continues to do the same thing.
See, with Dr. Amrish and me, and we were just talking about it. See, when we started with 4. We were very clear that if we get the chance, we want to do 25 SKUs. That has been reduced to 23, by the way. We will never launch more than 23 SKUs. Today, we don't feel the need, unless there is something else in the market as a need gap that ends up creating. Today, the last 2 years, Sir and I have been focusing on body care, which we just ended up launching, which was outstanding launch for us. We launched it and it just picked it up for us. And now we are going to launch another category early next year. So Sir and I...
Are you launching next?
I'll tell you next time. but that's going to be a bigger launch. It's a bigger category launch. Body care is an adjacent category launch. That's a separate category altogether. So for Sir and me, the last 2 years, skincare to ban gaya tha. And more than that, it's always about not just the head. Your minus ones have to be better than your heads, right? And that has been something that it's a well-known knowledge in the team that I create dispensabilities in the team structuring quite a bit. So unless my minus one is better than the head, I might not even hire the head. Because it's too much focus, it's too much concentration in that person. So Sir has this girl called Padma, right? Sir has Ruchika. Like, my R&D team is outstanding. It's a A-level team. They can innovate on their own. And beyond a point, Sir is at a certain age where he likes innovating. He's at his early 60s. Yeah, he likes innovating. He doesn't like, he likes innovating and he loves team. So, team mein invest karna, building that culture, building that DNA. Pehle ek saal unhone skincare thoroughly kiya. Then he created a whole playbook. We exactly know safety measures. He looks at every product and he's part of every product in the beginning and at the end, but everything in the middle is done by the team. Then we looked at body care. Body care started in Sir's kitchen. Sir was getting bored because one day called me, everyone has taken up all the skincare, what do I do? I was like, Sir, next category is body care. He's like, okay. And that time it was last year, Tamil Nadu, I don't know if you remember, it was raining very badly at one. So I said, okay. And he took a pan, he started creating a lotion in his, because at the end of the day, you only need a few things. And he started, and that's how the first batch of body lotion was, the first batch was created. After that, it went to a lot of testing, but that's how body care started. For us now, body care is also completely offloaded. So there's a Bombay R&D team. We have a huge lab in Bombay. They look at body care as a whole. Now there's a separate category, but there we are starting with hiring a senior person. So there's a separate head of R&D that we are launching, who will report to Sir. But Sir and I are very clear that fiscal year 25 is the year where we create dispensability in each other. We too can't be indispensable to the system. Then you're not creating a company. Then you're creating Romita's company. Yeah. And that's a problem. Yeah. Fox, there has to be a lot longer than any Romita or anyone else is existed. So that has to be there.
Amazing. I think just like stepping back, right? I think amazing to see the focus on large company, clear channel focus in terms of D2C, Amazon also. I think the way you talk about cohorting and ability to create retention comes from a DNA of being very, D2C/analytics first. Love the consumer understanding around what products work and why they work for your consumers. I think the way you're investing in, and you're right, sunk cost gives a sense of it being like wasted, but it is the most critical capex you would make, right? Which is labs and the people you talk about so fondly who are innovating every day. I love, how many SKUs we had at our peak? 350. Because we're also a kit company. Like pack of 4, pack of 3. But even individuals, 100 plus. So not a good idea. Probably, I wish I would have had the clarity that you had. But love the clarity. Lifetime it purchase product bechenge. But I love that how you go from skin to body to whatever next it is.
And that will be another 1,000 crore. That is
my bet is it's hair, which I will not be able to use, but theek hai, I'm assuming. I will leave that for the audience to guess, or maybe on Foxtail Podcast 2.0. But just the way Romita, you have thought about the business, and even the maturity to have at the age of 30, you know, for 3.5-4 years into building a company of such tremendous scale, to say that I want to build a company that is not dependent on me, to have indispensability being kind of ironed out of the system over a period of time. You think about people in a very mature way. So I think for people watching, not only Foxtail the brand, but the founder and the way you think about your people is just absolutely outstanding. And I can sit here and talk to you about Foxtail on end, but I would love for you to kind of talk about, how you think about, if you just take a step back and see the next 10 years. I think it's beyond 10 years, it's very hard to put an eye on any telescope beyond 10. But how you think about, I think products is clear. You'll have a category focus and a very high bar on repeat. Channel, I think, is also clear because you'll probably do D2C, e-commerce, quick commerce, I think, selectively, and general trade, modern trade, offline, again, selectively. I think I can see, very clearly see your clarity on channel thinking. But tell me a little bit about how you'll build an organization that outlasts you and an ever-changing consumer landscape also. The people.
See, as I have learned to be a leader in the 3 years that I've done it. I was not taught this. So I think I'm sure I'll hit it right and wrong. But the first thing that I learned, I hate it when people call us a startup. I always say it when my board ke deck mein bara bara likha hua tha, that we are not a startup. We are an organization. Yeah. And if but what helps us that we move from a startup to an organization. We require the agility of a startup, but we also require the processes and that create redundancies like an organization. Agar wo nahi hoga, then everything is at 0 to 1. You're on a treadmill all the time, and that's not how you can operate. You have to create growth engines that can sustain and that can last you, and that can scale beyond that 10 plus, that can scale beyond the 20 plus. But there are a lot of things that we can talk about, organization, yeah, but everything else ka driver is one, people, right? And for people to become an organization, I strongly believe there are three things. A, alignment. Agar aapka apna team aligned nahi hai na, you can't operate in this two system world where you want the best of the startup world, agility, innovation, abhi karna hai, hustle karna hai, but you want an organization. And so do your people want an organization. They want those certain particulars. They want to be able to take 15-day break at different points of the year. They want processes. It makes it life. They want the Zoho app to be able to just apply. All of those things is what people want, and it's the right thing to do. Creating processes makes people redundant. And that is very, very critical because people also need a breathing space. If I'm too dependent on you, you will get exhausted from the system, from the people, right? But balancing act requires alignment. Alignment ka sabse bada factor hota hai context. As a founder, I have realized the more I share context with my team, the more the alignment is. If I simply go and say, arey aaj to organization banana hai, but kal jaake bolu, guys, ye kaam hai, chalo abhi raat bhar mein nikalte hai, wo nahi hota hai. So conversations between a founder and the team is extremely critical. And those conversations can't come from a high chair. That conversation has to be on the same plane. And that is context setting. Alignment happens with context setting. And in all of this, one thing that you can't miss is the focus on the final goal. If you ask my entire team, na, sab hazar karur ki baat karte. And we have a leadership coach and leader, because a lot of my managers are first-time managers. I am a first-time manager. So I got her very early. And when she spent, she told me that after okay. She... Meenakshi Anger. She's great. I love her. And if you ever get a chance, you should meet her. She's outstanding. But she's built a lot of the organization that I've gotten a chance to build and frame my principles of organization building. But when she met all my employees the first time, some managers and some 20, she said, you know, one thing that came out is everyone wants to build a 1,000 crore brand. Where is this come from, right? And even today, that focus becomes very critical. So I think organization building happens. It's a natural process that we have to all commit to. And what does that organization mean is what we as a team end up defining. But usme sabse zyada zaruri hai realizing people are the engine, but people can be the biggest bottlenecks. How do you make people the growth engine, give them the due credit for being that, but how do you also create dispensability? Where you're like, no, I'm not disrespecting. Of course, Dr. Ramesh is very critical. Of course, Romita is very critical. Of course, ABC, everyone's critical now who are there. But having said that, the company is not for us. The company is for many more years after us. And unless we are building an organization, that will not end up happening. So we all have a role to play. We don't remember Estée Lauder's founder's name. We don't remember L'Oreal's founder's name. We probably know that. But unless they had not built the organization, we would not get the insane products both these brands end up offering to us, right? So we'll end up being a dot, and it's okay to be a dot. But in the moment, we are a very big part of the dot. And I think that alignment, that context without losing on focus, I think that is very critical. And to me, that is the funda. Mera isse zyada mujhe samajh bhi nahi aata. Main samjhati bhi nahi hu. Maine bas simple. Let's be aligned. We all know the context. The focus is one. Huh.
So alignment, context, focus. I think it all comes down to like communication, right? Like, and many times people, like the larger the organization grows, the more complex it becomes, the more channels you have, the more people you have, it's easy for things to spread. And there are two things, like with communication, which both of which were told to me by one of my mentors. One is, he told me that as a founder, a founder's whisper is an organizational scream. So it's very important how you communicate, what you communicate, how frequently you set context, how frequently, and if you are unhappy about something, how important it is to protect that from going into the organization, right? So founder's whisper is an organizational scream. And the second thing he told me is, the biggest issue with communication is the illusion that it has happened. Ki humko lagta hai ki dimag mein humne bol diya. But there is no such thing as over communication. Keep doing it, until I think it becomes like a broken record, that's fine. But the counter risk is very high. Amazing. I think before we let you go, Romita, and I think this is phenomenal to see over the last couple of hours, kind of delving into your mind and into the story of Foxtail, which is still nascent despite the large business scale that you've achieved, given the lofty goals that you have. I'm sure you'll achieve all of them. But for viewers who are watching, who want to become entrepreneurs, who want to become impact creators in the business world or any world of their choice, you very casually kind of underplay ki haan main to yahan se nahi hu, wahan se nahi hu, chanta, but you clearly have worked very hard in your life to go to the right schools, to get employed by large pedigreed companies, do amazing work, and of course now building a company and an enterprise. But what word of advice would you have to people who want to be impact creators in their own space?
I think my biggest learning has been that the only sense of belonging to create impact, you need to have a sense of belonging. And the only sense of belonging you need is within you. And when you stop seeking sense of belonging or any source of external validation or acceptance, is when you are most primed to create impact. Kyunki itna self-assuredness hota hai na, itna humility aa jata hai. Sense of belonging is not, hey, I'm great. Sense of belonging is, hey, I'm enough. And that is extremely critical for us to, what is creating impact requires vulnerability. Vulnerability will not come till you are humble. Humility will, and humble about yourself. Humility will not come till you are like, okay, I'm enough. That's fine. You know, this is good. This is okay. I'll figure it out. And in all of that journey, and when that happens, resilience apne aap aa jata hai. Resilience is such a talked about. What is resilience? It's being able to move on, right? At the end of the day, when you feel you are enough, you will move on. We talk about big goals. If you feel like you are enough, you know that kabhi to pahunch hi jaoge, you know, and it's okay. And you will start enjoying the journey. And impact ke liye sabse critical hota hai people. At the end of the day, the lives that I'm impacting through products are consumers. The people who are making returns is not just me. My entire team is making returns for shareholders, right? Anyone missing in the puzzle is a problem. If I am not self-assured, if I am not enough, how will I make my people feel enough? There's constant chase. Then I'll create benchmarks. I will create compartments. Then this is the profile that works for me. This is the profile that doesn't work for me. See my people, like I will tell you one, I have my head of digital marketing. I don't like naming them, someone will post them, but I'm like, he's a superstar. He's not even studied 12th grade. He's a superstar. And we are profitable on our website. and he's created that. That boy has created that. And when he came to me, when he interviewed, he's like, my school ne gaya, and he used to be a delivery boy. So he said, main Pedder Road jata tha in Bombay, and main ghar ke andar dekhta tha, mujhe lagta tha ek din ye ghar chahiye. And then he used to be in local way, and then he's like, you know, I used to then, sir, I will delivery boy se to itna nahi kama sakta ho. To fir maine sales executive bana. Fir laga usse nahi kama sakta ho, to digital market. He's a self-learned digital marketer. Right, but there are also people who are from IIMs of the world. How do they coexist? If you create compartments, you will not get this quieter. So then you will become compartments. Doesn't let you recognize talents. If you don't recognize talent, you will not be able to create impact. So I think this self-assuredness. It's a very long conversation of another. But I think anyone starting up, find that sense of, go through that spiritual journey of finding that self of belonging in yourself. And I think post that life is. Become much easier, will prepare you for everything else. But the other thing I'll also say, entrepreneurship does that to you. I think the last three and a half years, and it is not something I mean with any ingenuity, it's very been a very spiritual journey. I have learned about myself. I have changed certain things about myself because I know it's right for the business. I have not changed myself certain things, but I'm like, no, I don't want to, no matter what, right? But that acceptance of self, that acceptance of emotion. There are times when I my initial set of the first person left, I felt very bad. I learned something at that time, that to be a CEO for one good CEO for one person, you can't be a bad CEO to 19 other people. Right? So many things, right? That how to manage so many emotions, and like you said, you can't pass it on to the team. That means it's lonely. Then how do you? So there's so many things. So I think. Entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey in its own way, and it will be a very it will be a journey that will require you to accept things about yourself. Either you choose to work on them or not will be your choice. But if you are ready for that, do it. And just when you are doing it, just be right by your consumer. I think there is no other truth and no other, you've done it. Everyone, I think, who's successful has somewhere hit the chord with the consumer. And sometimes we know the consumer we are talking to, sometimes we discover in the process, but we find that audience that we can be honest with. So I think, if you're ready to do it, do it. Don't think about it. And once you do it, be so honest to it when it comes to your consumers that you can dedicate your life to. Because entrepreneurship is just a very fancy word. It's just some form of, I think... My mother now says sadhana. I'm like, yeah, it is some form. Because you dedicate yourself. There's nothing else you can do.
Amazing. Namita, it's been such a pleasure to have you. Listening to you has been a delight. I think for the viewers, I'm sure, but for me, it's been a learning experience. The way you think about consumer, the way you think about brand, the way you think about people is just exceptionally detailed and comes from a place of not intelligence, but wisdom. And it's rare to see in someone of your age. And I think you'll go places. I wish we knew each other when you were raising your angel round. I would have loved to have. I hate Arjun for not getting him into good company sometimes. But having said that, equity aside, but I'm going to cheer you guys on, learn from you. Would love to visit your office when you're there. Whenever you're in Delhi or Gurgaon, please feel use this office like your own. Deepthi will make the arrangements for you to, like, if you're between Noida and Gurgaon, have 2 hours in the middle, happy to host you for coffee or give you a meeting room to do your work. But happy to have you here and. All the best for Foxtel.
Thanks a lot for having me here. And I think I genuinely resonated. I started with it. I learned from you guys. I learned a lot from you. And I think hopefully by the time I achieve as much as you, I still have the humility and the kindness that you have had for me today. And I really hope that I can imbibe that as I go ahead.